So, you got a Green Beret, a Navy SEAL, and a sister from Brooklyn. The general hands each of them a gun and says, your spouse is... Immediately, the Green Beret says, no, sir, I could never kill my wife. I just can't do it. The general looks at him and says, you know what? You ain't got what it takes. Take your wife and go on home. Navy SEAL then heads in. 5 minutes later, comes out, tears strolling down his face. I tried. I just can't do it. She looks so beautiful in the chair. I can't do it. General looks at him and says, you know what? You ain't got what it takes. Finally, sister from Brooklyn strolls in with a swagger. Blah, blah, blah. Shots rang out. There's banging, there's screaming. It's going crazy. And suddenly, everything goes silent. General says, well, what the hell happened inside? Sister from Brooklyn screams back. The damn gun had blanks in it. So I had to beat him to death with my bare hands. The hell? A little bit of warning would have been nice.
Sound of a saw cutting a hole in the wall wasn't warning enough?
Biting.
What, are you kidding me? Tubagoo, there's got to be over six bills. You ain't gonna lift him with a couple of blankets.
You got a better right, the Einstein?
Yeah, just roll him off. What, he's already dead. Ain't like he's gonna feel it. How the hell's a guy get that big?
If you roll him off from this high, he's likely to go right through the floor and take us with him.
Are you ready? All right, one, two, lift. Come on, man.
Me? You're the kielbasa king.
Wasn't me.
Whoa, wasn't me either.
Don't look at me.
Please tell me dead guys can fart.
Of course. Dead bodies are full of all sorts of gases.
But a dead body can't tighten a sphincter. You need a tight sphincter to make a fart.
I need a loose sphincter, a tight sphincter.
Will you check his femoral?
No. He peed all over himself. Look, I've heard dead bodies moan, groan, hiss. Hell, I've even seen him sit straight up on a gurney. Trust me, skin's cold, pupils are fixed and dilated. He's not breathing.
He's got a pulse.
No way.
I give me an ambubagin EKG. It's ready.